Hello, friends, and Merry Christmas. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. Thank you so much for listening today. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today and for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 160,000 listeners in over 70 countries. We have an incredible Christmas show for you today with six fantastic psychics and spiritual healers. During the first hour, I'll have Tom Palladino as well as Robbie Holtz on the show. Tom is a fantastic scalar energy healer, and Robbie is a wonderful healer who uses techniques she learned from the Australian Aborigines to heal people. She's an amazing lady, and I'm so happy to have her on. In addition, for the part of the time with Robbie and Tom, we'll be talking about media censorship here in the United States. And then following during the second hour from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I'll have Judy Kelly and Deborah Selfox on the show. Judy, I consider one of America's best psychics, and she'll be bringing in Santa Claus. And Deborah is one of America's best numerologists, and she will be talking about how people can find true love in their lives. It should be an amazing and really happy Christmas show. Both Tom, Robbie, and Judy Kelly as well will be giving presentations at my upcoming Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington on March 9th, 10th, and 11th, 2018. And we have an incredible lineup of speakers at the conference, including Michiko Hayashi of the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan, her colleague, Seiichiro Yoshinuchi, who's one of the world's best and most famous Hado vibrational instructors from Tokyo. And then after the conference is over on March 11th, on March 12th and 13th, both Michiko and Seiichiro will be giving demonstrations of their fabulous Hado vibrational machines. This is something that you will not want to miss, because they'll be coming all the way from Tokyo, Japan for this very special presentation and demonstration. In addition to these speakers, we'll also be having the well-known naturopathic doctor, Dr. Kyra Roca from the Bahamas, who will be giving presentations on acupuncture, feng shui, ancient Buddhist healing techniques, homeopathy, and a host of other alternative methods. In addition to that, we'll have Billy Fay Woodard and his father Zora from the Hollow Earth, who at my last conference spent hours giving free healing sessions to people. He was just amazing. I really like him. In addition, my good friend Simon Parks will be giving a presentation, as well as Carolyn White, who's a wonderful aura reader and a medium and psychic. Myself, I also will be giving a keynote speech on messages from Professor Albert Einstein, my good friends Jack Kennedy and his brother Senator Bobby Kennedy, as well as Mahatma Gandhi, Nikolai Tesla, Nostradamus, and the Galactic Alliance, and Dr. Masaru Emoto at the conference. For those interested in Edgar Cayce, Signe Kirkpatrick from the Edgar Cayce Foundation will be flying in from Florida to give a presentation, and will be also showing a full-length film on Edgar Cayce's called Reading by the famous Japanese filmmaker Tetsushiro Tori. This is the first full-length film on Edgar Cayce that's ever been done, and when we show this film on Saturday, March 10th at about 1:30 p.m., it'll be the first time this film has been shown in North America, and you will not want to miss it. To register for the conference, please go to our beautiful new website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. The website's now been completely updated, and you can look at our fabulous list of presenters and speakers. In addition to that, we just had a new addition. The Biggleson brothers will also be giving a presentation. Josh and Adam Biggleson do the kind of work that Dr. Emoto did before he passed away, but they do it with blood for diagnosis, and I think you'll find him really fascinating. If you register before January 20th next month, the registration will only be $147 for the entire three-day event. And after the 20th of January, the cost will be $197. Before we start, I'd like to thank everyone so much for the support for this radio program, because Out of This World Radio is a totally nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I also have a new television program called Out of This World TV, which broadcasts three times a week now on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays on Channel 22 in the lower Seattle Puget Sound area. It's also available on YouTube, and we have about 55 episodes now available, and they're all free. Before we start, I'd also like to tell you that next month, for those of you interested, I'll be going to Peru from January 23rd to February 7th. And for those who'd like to come with me, the cost is only $350 per person in addition to airfare. We'll be visiting Machu Picchu, Cusco, Lima, Lake Titicaca, and lots of incredible places. It's a trip that you will not want to miss. For prices in Peru are very reasonable. Hotels, for example, will be costing somewhere between $7 and $20 per night. And I've also been told when I'm at the at Machu Picchu and Lake Titicaca how to enter the Hollow Earth from those locations. So for those interested, they can come with me, and we will try to get in to the Hollow Earth. If you're interested, please send me an email to outoftheworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. I want to thank everyone so much support for this radio program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to our program webpage at www.outoftheworld1150.com. I'd also like to thank everyone who supported the program and helped me raise consciousness, including Jan Rizzini of California. Merry Christmas, Jan. And Anita Curtis from Dublin, Ireland, and Mary and Elias Neuschwanger from Costa Rica. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including the wonderful Crystal Void Spiritual Center in Tacoma and the wonderful Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's designing my website, providing wonderful support. My friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting the show, and as well as my angelic and earthly family in KKNW, and my producer, Eric Ryder, whose help and support is wonderful, and I couldn't do the program without his help. My friend Carol just lost her father recently, and I'd like to ask everyone listening today to please send lots of love and light to her, Marge, her mom, and her family to help them deal with the loss of their beautiful father. Also, I'd like to ask everyone listening today to send lots of love and light to Masako Michiko Hayashi's mother, who had a stroke earlier this year, as well as Orion in Bend, Oregon, and Dr. William Mount in Tacoma. Your prayers and good thoughts really help them feel better, and I appreciate you so much. As you know, last Monday we had a tragic train accident here in the Olympia, Tacoma area, where an Amtrak train went off the tracks. From what I know, what happened, the train was traveling far too fast. It was going 80-plus miles an hour in an area where it should have been no more than 30. And several people were killed and others were hurt. Please pray for everyone who was injured and or killed in this tragic accident. Finally, I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who have passed on, or contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please email me anytime to outoftheworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me anytime at 509-750-9793. And for those in the United States, my toll-free number in Canada is 1-888-879-8339. During the next hour, I'll give you a little hint. During the first 10 minutes or so, I'll be giving away free readings for people listening, so please stay tuned for that. And with that, I'd like to bring on my wonderful friend, Tom Palladino, who's a wonderful and famous scalar energy healer. He'll also be one of my speakers at my Galactic Wisdom Conference in March. And Tom, welcome to the program. Merry Christmas to you and your beautiful family.
Thank you, Ted. Merry Christmas to you and everybody in the listening audience. Great to be here.
Great. So good to have you here, Tom. For those of you out there in the listening audience who don't know what scalar energy healing is, Tom, could you explain that in 10 words or less, please? You can have more
sure,
than 10 words, but go ahead.
Sure. It's Tesla energy. Many of you are familiar with Nikola Tesla. It's the energy that Tesla was using the latter part of his life, or what we today call, by the way of colloquial expression, zero-point energy. Some people call it pyramid energy. So
It's
not electricity. Scalar energy is a different dimension, mm-hmm. and I prefer to work with scalar energy, which is a life force energy. It's the energy of the stars.
Wow. Interesting. Zero-point energy. I actually have some people who are very interested in that. Would it be okay if I put you in touch with them?
Please, Ted, please, okay. By all means, I want to get the message out there. What we're doing is groundbreaking research. We're having incredible success. We'll get into that in the next 10, 15 minutes. Yes, by all means.
Okay, wonderful. Now, how does your system work? And you have a free offer right now, don't you, Tom?
That's right. How does my system work, first of all? Well, again, I'm working with scalar energy, so I have developed scalar energy instruments that control and harness scalar energy. Again, it's not electricity. And amongst other things, what can we do with scalar energy? Well, we can balance the chakras. If this is the life force energy, then our chakras are dependent upon life force energy, which is scalar energy. We also have the ability to destroy viruses, such as viruses such as the herpes virus or the HIV virus. We're having great success curing people of herpes and HIV infection. Those are just two of the things that we can do with scalar energy. And as we get into with this program today, I'll explain how anybody can send in a photograph, and we will treat you for free with by way of your photograph. Scalar energy is a paradigm, a dimension, in which we can access you by way of your photograph. So we'll get into that, and we'll explain how anybody in the world can access this energy free of charge. We'll treat you for 15 days free of charge.
Well, that's beautiful. Well, for those who are listening now, would you mind giving out how they can do it now, Tom? I just don't want to forget.
Sure. It's a website. Get a pen and piece of paper. The website is creativestrength.us. Now,
okay.
So simple. Follow my simple instructions, and your health will improve. Simply upload a photograph at that website, creativestrength.us, and upload a photograph of some part of your skin. Your face, your hand, could even be your foot. All we need is a photograph of your anatomy to treat you effectively. And over 15 days, I have the ability to send you a scalar energy signal, so to speak. And over 15 days, I will eradicate now potentially over 400,000 species of pathogens in your body. We can easily eradicate the herpes virus, candida. We can easily eradicate the Lyme spirochete, the bacterium that causes Lyme disease, all by way of a scalar energy instrument. Again, the website is creativestrength.us. Simply upload your photograph to us. We'll treat you for free, no questions asked. All we need is a photograph of your anatomy. After 15 days, you will be germ-free, and you'll feel it. You will feel the benefits. I can guarantee you, you will feel better. This works.
You know, Tom, I've heard about you before, and my friends in the past have kept saying, why don't you contact Tom Palladino in Florida? So I can't remember how we got together, but I'm so glad we're connected. And I think truly, Tom, you're two things. You're an angel, and you're also a gift to the world, too.
Ted, you're a gentleman and a scholar, and I'm looking forward to working with you in 2018, just to give our audience a better view of our landscape. Ted and I have decided to join forces, and moving forward into 2018, we're going to be working together. Ted sees the merit of scalar energy. I recognize Ted as being, again, a gentleman and a scholar, and Ted will be helping me promulgate this groundbreaking research of mine. I'm going to go on record by saying I have discovered the cure. The cure for pathogenic disease. And what do I mean by that? A scalar energy instrument can easily break down, destroy a pathogen, a virus, a bacterium, a fungus. Well, with that in mind, if you can remove, eradicate a virus, a bacterium, a fungus from the body, you're no longer infected. So without equivocation, what I have discovered by way of scalar energy, we have consummate control over germs, pathogens. In so doing, we can eradicate those germs. And if you can eradicate a germ from the human body, you're no longer infected. Well, I obviously see the merit. I've devoted my life to this. Ted does indeed likewise see the merit of this. And moving forward into 2018, without equivocation, without this is not hyperbole, we are going to introduce the cure for pathogenic disease to mankind.
Beautiful, beautiful. Do you mind, Tom, if I tell my audience a few of the things we've talked about doing?
Sure, go ahead, please.
Okay. First off, we'll be at the Conscious Life Expo in beautiful Los Angeles, which is the City of Angels. I believe that's, let me look at my calendar. It's the second weekend in February. I believe that's the 9th, 10th, and 11th of, yes, February.
That's correct, February 9th.
We'll be there.
February 9th. Yeah.
Both of us will be giving presentations and have a table as well. Then Tom will be coming to my Galactic Wisdom Conference on March 9th, 10th, and 11th. He'll be speaking actually early in the afternoon on the 11th, and this will be a beautiful, wonderful chance to meet him personally. We've also tentatively scheduled, we'll be down in during the first part of April, the date's not determined yet, somewhere it will be at a resort in Cabo San Lucas in Mexico at a health fair down there with other doctors and famous healers. So that's That's the short-term schedule. I'm sure there'll be other conferences coming up as well. But at any rate, I have a whole bunch of materials that Tom just sent me on his techniques, and I'll also be distributing those at my Cosmic Awareness Fair on January 20th in Olympia. We'll have about 30 vendors there, psychics, astrologers, crystal shops, booksellers, you name it, readers, and it's all free. I'll be giving a presentation, and I'll be giving out Tom's material there too. So you can come and meet me and learn more about Tom's beautiful work. And Tom, could you give out that that website again so people could take advantage of this beautiful offer for Christmas?
Sure. It is creativestrength.us, just as it sounds, C-R-E-A-T-I-V-E, strength, S-T-R-E-N-G-T-H.us.
Wonderful.
Creativestrength.us. Please share that far and wide.
I will.
Why? Because we have discovered the easy way to eradicate pathogenic disease. This is going to be a game changer to millions of people around the world. We need your help, people. Please help us promulgate this groundbreaking research.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, Tom, if you don't mind, I've got a very packed schedule today, but I'd love to have you stay on if you don't mind for a few minutes. I have another psychic and medium coming on my show here to talk about Christmas for about 5 or 10 minutes. And I'd like to introduce you to her because I think she could really benefit from your work. And also, you might she goes into the psychic realm. She's been a healer for about 30-35 years, and perhaps she might be able to give you some good knowledge too. I don't know, but she'll be coming on the show here.
Let's do that.
Just a moment. Originally, I had intended this program to be about censorship in the media in the United States, and I think that. That's a topic I'm just going to cover briefly later on in the program. After I had an experience with Facebook just last week where I was posting notices for my Galactic Wisdom Conference, and of course I included your work, Tom, and then Facebook suddenly banned me for 6 days from doing anything. So anyway, I could talk more about it. I don't want to get negative on the program, but I'd like to keep things positive. And now we've got Teresa. Good. Good. I'd like to bring on Teresa onto the show. Teresa, hi. Are you there?
Hi.
So good to talk to you, Teresa. I've got my good friend Tom Palladino. He's a famous scalar energy healer out of Florida, and you're both healers. You also are a psychic and medium, but I wanted to introduce you, both of you, on the air, and you'll be meeting each other at my Galactic Wisdom Conference coming in March.
I look forward to it.
Tom, this
Hello,
is...
Hello, Teresa.
Yeah.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, happy holidays. It's a time for great cheer. Mercury goes back to the way it belongs tomorrow, I believe, and
Wonderful.
We can get
can't
through
wait.
Some of this crazy energy.
I can't wait. Well, Tom, let's talk. I'll call you after the show. I want to tell you some good news I've arranged. And anyway, I hope, Tom, you and your beautiful family have a wonderful and happy Christmas and New Year.
We will, and likewise, we extend that to the listening audience and everybody in the world. Peace on earth.
Okay.
God bless everybody.
Thank you so much, Tom, for coming on my show today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Tom. Teresa, I'm so glad you could come on today. I wanted to for you to give everyone a little Christmas cheer.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's a
time where we need to really focus on what we enjoy and appreciate, because we've just gone through a Mercury retrograde that really cleared some old stuff, and some of us had some really hard times this year. So if you can refocus on the positive, you're going to find things clear up really nicely for 2018.
I've been wondering about Mercury retrograde because I've experienced myself. Usually there's miscommunications. You can't reach people. But I'm always glad when Mercury retrograde's over. So thank you for telling everyone that it's over tomorrow. So that's nice. That's a nice thing. And you do healing too, don't you, Teresa? You've been dealing.
Yes, I do.
Wonderful, wonderful. I've referred several people to you recently. And you'll be one of my speakers as well at the Galactic Wisdom Conference.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, yeah. Teresa comes every year, and the one thing I like about you, Teresa, is you've got really a genuine beautiful heart, and you really care about people too. you know, you try to help people as best as you can with your abilities. And you've been doing this a long time, too. What, 20, 30 years, something like that?
Well, it's going to be, we're going on 38 years now.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Time keeps slipping away there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Well, Teresa, if people are having a bad day today, what kind of advice would you like to give them to raise their spirits for the holidays?
Well, I think one of the things that people forget to do is breathe. And if you saw one of your friends or your family members was just getting really stressed out or anxious, you'd probably put a hand on their shoulder, give them a hug, maybe say, why don't you sit down a minute, take a breath, I'll get you some hot tea, hot chocolate, glass of wine, whatever. And 5 minutes is not going to hurt anything, but it does a lot to really reframe things. And just take that minute and be your own friend or family member. Have your cup of comfort and just kind of let yourself, it's almost like you go inside, you just breathe, and you just say, hey, you're down. This won't matter in 100 years. This won't matter in probably even a day. So let's see what I can do to unwind. And then just try to connect with a positive thought, because when we have thoughts, we release endorphins.
Mm-hmm.
And endorphins are incredible feel-good chemistry. And we have a tendency to focus on fear and anxiety and frustration and obligation, and that numbs out our neurotransmitters and our neuroreceptors. And we start pumping in some endorphins from happy thoughts, elated thoughts, and that cleans up that center, and we start feeling the warm fuzzies, the sense of contentment, the sense of just being a little bit more relaxed. So take that moment, tell yourself, hey, I can do five, and just take a cup of comfort and unwind.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. What I always tell people, too, to do, Teresa, is to go out and spend some time in nature. And this advice actually came from a pet psychic. It actually came from my cat, Fluffy, who told a pet psychic friend of mine to tell me that I was too busy, I needed some time to relax and spend time in nature. And Mother Earth will help heal you, too. If you spend 30, 40 minutes every couple days in nature, you will feel so much better.
Yes, that is so important. The only problem is a lot of people just don't want to get wet. And we live in a state that has a tendency to rust our feet and rust our hair, you know?
Right. Right. Well, I have good friends of mine who I know are listening in Central and South America and in the Caribbean. And for there, it's a beautiful sunny day, I'm sure. And it's also summertime down there, too. So when I tell people to go outside, I know they enjoy it because it's a beautiful sunny day down there, probably.
Yeah. Well, I think focus is so important. People just get caught in what they feel like they're obligated to do and perform their life. And every once in a while, it's just breathe, just commune with nature, just know that you're alive. And it's that moment of just sitting and having those thoughts or standing and having those thoughts. Most people don't recognize that they've gotten on such an agenda that they don't make time just to even breathe or participate in their own aliveness.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, Teresa. You're a wonderful psychic healer and a medium, and I'm so glad you're coming to my conference next March.
I'm looking forward to it. I always am intrigued by the scientific minds that are there, the people that really have good mm-hmm. documented information to share.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's people that are kind of out of this world.
Yeah.
And where, you know, as a psychic, I see both sides of it, and it's nice mm-hmm. to be able to be around people and just kind of people that aren't censoring everything, aren't trying to make it comfortable for other people, and just be able to have a conversation. And with my intuitive ability, I can see, oh, yeah, they're right on track. Wow, I need to shift my own perceptions of things. So it's kind of mind expanding as well as a hoot and a holler, because there is such a mix of the extremes of the people out of the world and the people that are so scientific and so grounded in accuracy. And it's just, it's a lovely mix and a wonderful place of knowing that we're part of a greater reality than what we get caught up in, and the fun and the insights that come from this gathering is suspendous, let me say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, as you know, one of the people coming is Professor Jerry Pollack, who's one of the world's most famous water scientists. He'll be there. And Jerry, Professor Pollack, always has these amazing things to say about water. I've learned so much from him. And as well as Michiko Hayashi's coming from the Moto Peace Project. She was Dr. Masaru Emoto's assistant before he passed away 3 years ago. And another fellow named Seiichiro Yoshinuchi, I think that's it. It's taken me like 3 years to get to know how to pronounce his name correctly. But anyway, he's coming from Tokyo. He does these wonderful vibrational machines. And Dr. Emoto used to say that everything is hado, or vibration. And if you correct your vibration to what it should be, then you can feel so much better and help your physical or spiritual condition. But anyway, Teresa, could you please give out your website so people could learn more about you?
Yes. It's www.teresacarol.com. And Teresa is spelled T-E-R-E-S-A. And Carol is like a woman's first name, C-A-R-O-L.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. One last quick question. What do you see happening in the coming year?
Well, that's an interesting thing. I feel around March 18th, and I have been a little bit hesitant to really open that window and look in, but I feel like there's going to be something that really makes Americans decide, okay, enough, it's the country of us as the people, so what part are we going to play in that? And I feel like there's going to be kind of a public decision to be more proactive in the government. And I haven't really opened that window and explored it because I'm not a very politically based person. I spend most of my time on a more of a spiritual side and an emotional side. But I just really get that there's going to be a kind of a moment where everybody draws the line in the sand and says, let's find our voice, let's speak up, let's make some shifts.
Well,
and then I just feel like there's going to be 2018 is almost as if a lot of the vibration is shifting towards personal empowerment, and a lot of people are going to feel like they are coming out of a long depression, a period of frustration, and really getting back in their groove and feeling like their lives are starting to track well again.
Well, I want you to hold that thought. Teresa, don't go away. I want to bring on my good friend Robbie Holtz now. She's
she's awesome.
Yeah, Eric, if you could bring on Robbie. Robbie, hi, how are you doing today?
Great. Nice to talk to you and Teresa.
Oh, it's so good to have you both here. Robbie, if I may, is a wonderful, she calls herself an intuitively guided practitioner of self-healing. She's an award-winning author, a media consultant. She's written several award-winning books, including Secrets of Aboriginal Healing and Aboriginal Secrets of Awakening. And you spent time, didn't you, Robbie, with the Australian Aborigines, and they taught you a lot of spiritual things and healing, didn't they?
They did. They gave us their healing secrets because, I mean, these are ancient healing techniques and principles, and they gave it to us because they felt that we really didn't understand how healing works. And it encompasses the body, mind, and spirit, all three of those. So that was a very generous thing of them to do, and it does make a difference. And I think that the fact that people read this book, The Secrets of Aboriginal Healing, and it resonates truth to them is the reason that it's done remarkably well. It's in 40 countries, and it's translated in other languages because it feels like truth to people, that they can resonate with it.
Beautiful.
So I'm very, very grateful for that. But
beautiful.
I do have to say, Teresa, what you were talking about earlier, just a minute ago, about March 18th, that time period, something happening, I work with a beautiful team of angels and guides and ascended masters, and they're agreeing with you. They're saying the same thing. Hmm. So I just wanted to validate that my team is saying the same thing.
Well, I want to tell you both, I was going to talk about media censorship here in the United States, but I'll just touch on it briefly because I'd like to, you know, have a kind of a positive program today. But I don't, for example, what started it with me anyway was the decision by the Federal Communications Commission to give complete control over the Internet here in the United States to two corporations, Verizon and Comcast. And as an American, I look at Internet services as a public good to be maybe to be regulated like in a utility like water or electricity, but not something that can be restricted by certainly any government agency or restricted by a private corporation. That's an anathema to our Constitution. And I know that in my conversations with Jack Kennedy about it last week, he was quite upset about it, and he said it was an affront to democracy. And eventually he saw the FCC reversing their decision just because of the public outcry. But I don't know what messages you get, but that's what I got from the other side.
Oh, that's interesting. It's all fun to have these awarenesses and then see how they all pan out in the future.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What do you think, Robbie? What are you picking up?
I agree with you, Kat, about staying positive and recognizing that I think probably all of your listeners are light workers. They're here to make a difference.
Right.
And that it's important for us to, even as things get very challenging, and like Teresa said, even around March 18th, there's something that's going to be even more challenging for us. These are opportunities for us to sort of step it up, but to do so not out of fear, but to do so out of love. And
right.
to stay positive and to stay in that love base. It's love that's ultimately going to save all of us, and that we're here to envision the world that we want to be. We have been what we've been asking for. We're here to hold the vision of the planet being in harmony and peace and love,
mm-hmm.
and not to add to the energy of this other stuff. Don't give it any energy.
I mean,
I love that quote about Mother Teresa would never go to an anti-war rally, only pro-peace, because she never wanted to give any energy to the war. And I think it's the same thing here.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to where you're putting your energy, mm-hmm. and stay positive, because that's why we're here, and it is going to make a difference. Awakening is going to make the difference for all of us.
That's true. That's true. And we yeah. are all powerful spiritual beings, too. And we've all, I agree with you, too, Robbie, and Teresa, too, that we've all chosen to be here at this time to experience
yeah.
this, but also to hold the light for the planet, because all of us are the vibrations of the planet are rapidly changing into the positive, and the planet as a whole is going into is headed toward the fifth dimension, and I know that. And Nostradamus, in my conversations with him a few weeks ago, he said that at one point he saw the entire process wrapping up by the year 2038, but he told me about a month ago or several weeks ago that process now he sees finishing up by the year 2028, or 10 years earlier. So things are they're moving rapidly, much faster. And I think some of the negative things happening in our government and around the world now are temporary blips on the screen that we will overcome, and things will get much better. And that's what my spirit friends have told me.
I would agree. I think their intention is to divide and conquer. And I think that what is important is that we pay attention to what really matters and why we're here. And
mm-hmm.
we are here, as we said earlier, to hold that vision and to add to the collective consciousness more compassion, more acceptance, more love. That's what we're here to do.
Right.
And it is that awakening that's happening one by one around the planet.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear about it, but like
right.
you just said, Ted, it's happening.
Right.
That's what's going to make the difference. Because when you have that higher consciousness, you're more love-centered. There's no way you would do these things. And once you wake up, you would not be doing some of these egregious things that are happening around us.
Right, right, exactly, exactly. I was going to ask you, Robbie, your background's fascinating. Have you been able to communicate with the Aborigines since you left Australia? And what did they say about the future, by the way, for humanity?
Well, as I understand it, a lot of the and I'm talking about the remote outback Aboriginals
right.
In Australia. They,
right.
the ones who are, they're already sort of living in fifth dimensional existence. They're very much of service to others. They're
mm-hmm.
telepathic. They're
mm-hmm.
very much in love-based emotions all the time. They, as I understand it, are leaving the planet. This is probably another reason they're willing to give us a lot of their ancient wisdom. because they can no longer sing the song lines. They can no longer do what they used to do, and this is why they're passing this information on to the rest of us. I still continue to work with Aboriginal beautiful beings who have passed. They're part of my healing team, and I know that they're very much involved in assisting and helping us become healthier, happier. I think that's important, is if you're healthier, you can make a difference. My passion is helping the light workers, because sometimes it's their minds that have created these problems, turned into physical diseases or physical problems. And it's like, let's get you back to the shape that you need to be so you can do what you're here to do,
mm-hmm.
so that you can, you know, do what you're signed up for. The reason you're here to add, again, more of these love-based qualities and emotions to the collective, because it does affect everybody.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Beautiful. Beautiful. Teresa, you're a psychic. You see things into the future. What else do you see, if you don't mind me asking? Then I want to give it back to Robbie on the coming year.
Well, I do feel very strongly that people are waking up. People have finally decided that enough is enough, and I do feel like 2018 is going to be a very powerful year for people. Just, it's almost like cutting their losses and making radical changes. I feel like people who may have been doing something for years may just suddenly decide enough. Mm-hmm. There's just a whole sense of people taking their personal power back. Mm-hmm. I also am a little concerned about one of our dams, and I feel like it may be somewhere in eastern Washington, but I think that we need to be aware that things wear down with time, and sometimes if there's not proper maintenance and proper supervision, things can fall apart, let's put it that way.
Sure.
I thought for a while a sense that maybe next year there might have to be some refortification of a dam or two, and that it may come in a way where people don't like it, because they're going to have to pick up that expense through their electrical bills. So
yeah.
Looking at new construction with more of the lines of how can we put in energy efficiency, and how can we add maybe solar panels or wind generated electricity, so that we're not taking so much electricity.
Well, one of the things that I've always noticed about this country, the United States, is that the war machine that was turned on in World War II has never been turned off. With the result today, we spend approximately 57% of our gross domestic product on the military industrial complex. Other countries, for example, Costa Rica, spend zero on their military. Canada, our neighbor to the beautiful neighbor to the north, spends only 9% of their GDP on the military, with the result that their standard of living is twice that of the United States, with half the crime rate and a much better educational and healthcare system. And you talk about the monies for any kind of bridge repair. You can only neglect those sorts of things for so long, when we'll have to pay the price eventually. I know that I think that most people want to live in peace, and I think that we spend, here in the United States, we spend far too much money on the military-industrial complex. It's way out of line as to what's really needed.
Well, you know, that's kind of a mixed bag. My father was an officer, and I have a lot of respect for what he did and accomplished. And yet, at the same time, I think there has to be a balance in all things, that sometimes a presence of no-nonsense can make a difference. But on the other hand, I think sometimes the military then becomes a little bit too dominating. So finding that right balance, I do know for the United States, the military is often a place where the young people go to start their lives, because they have come from awkward situations, and it's a step up or a step forward, and the military gives them discipline, gives them a sense of purpose and direction.
Sure.
So, you know, I think that it's one of those things that in time we'll find a new balance. We have to look towards a world of love and a world of compassion, and seeing the military as more than involved with conflict resolution, but also maybe along the line of helping strengthen the world and how they can do that without causing more conflict or more fear.
Couldn't agree with you more. And Robbie, I'd love your perspective on what do you see for the new year.
Well, I think, you know, like we started this conversation at the beginning, is that we're going to see some more shakeup. That I think that it reminds me of somebody who has sort of life-threatening cancer or they've been in a major car accident. Mm-hmm. It wakes them up and shakes them to the point where they start shifting their paradigm, shifting perspective, see things differently. And I think that's what's happening, is we're starting to see things differently.
Mm-hmm.
And it's become more clear to us what's been under the surface. And as the truth keeps coming up, you pay attention to it and you find the truth for you. And I've always said, you don't want to fight something out of fear. Mm-hmm. You want to feel what feels right for you. If you feel that your soul wants you to be an activist, by all means, be an activist, but do so with the right attitude about love. But I think that one simple, I say it's simple, but it's, if we all started making compassionate, life-affirming choices in everything we did, whether mm-hmm. that was buying paper towels in the grocery store or what we're sitting down to eat for lunch, compassionate, life-affirming choices, I think this is ultimately, Ted, where we're being led. Mm-hmm. Is we're being, our world is being shaken up dramatically,
right,
to get us to wake up to what's going on and to stop doing the status quo and to start paying attention to, am I prejudiced? And mm-hmm. if so, how do I change that?
Mm-hmm.
And am I open to immigrants? Am I open to some of the things that our hearts may have been closed off to before? And start becoming more aware of what is happening to the environment. What am I contributing to it? And shifting into that, making choices with, is this a compassionate, life-affirming choice? I think that's going to make a big difference.
Sure.
It really boils down to the choices you make every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
I remember 40 years ago, I made one small lifestyle change in my diet, and here I am 40 years later, and I eat so differently because every one little step took me a degree away from the old behaviors into new behaviors.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, I know in conversations with Professor Albert Einstein, President Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, Dr. Emoto, that we have a really beautiful, bright future ahead of us, and the entire planet is changing, and the frequencies are rising really rapidly. I know back in September of last year, for tens of thousands of years, what's called the Schumann residence of the planet was at 7.8 hertz. And then in September of 2016, it doubled to 13.8 hertz. Christmas time went up to 36 hertz. January of this year, 2017, went to 40 hertz. In May, it went to 120. After the solar eclipse in August, it went above 180, and now I think it's close to 200. The Russians measure it. I don't think we do, but the Russians do measure it. You can look on there, on Google it, and find in their measuring posts. But I underwent hypnosis about 6 months ago, and I went 3 years into the future, and by that time, the planet had gone to 800 hertz, and many negative governments around the world by then had completely collapsed. But the planet was becoming far more positive than it ever has in the past 20 or 30,000 years.
I would totally agree with you that things are shifting. We are getting more electromagnetic charges than we ever have. It's the clearest shot to the center of the Milky Way galaxy, and that's what's increasing these vibrations,
oh, yeah.
which are affecting all of us in mm-hmm. a very positive way, but it's very uncomfortable mm-hmm. if you're hanging out in this negativity and fear stuff. But I totally agree with you, Ted. Things are collapsing around us.
Yeah,
governments, facilities, institutions. They're collapsing around us so that we can now make these new changes, and that I know that the listeners are here as part of that change. We are here to institute that change. So try not to get hung up in what's happening around us and just stay in what can I do to create that world that we're all moving towards, and we are moving towards it.
One thing pardon me, Robbie, I want to add this and I want to ask you again. One thing that I've been told by my spirit friends, and I want to run into this by you both, is that with these higher vibrations hitting the planet, and you know, as I'm saying this, this beautiful light just came into the studio from this angelic light from my angelic angel friends. A lot of us are getting really tired during the day, and you can sleep even 10, 12 hours a day and still be exhausted the next day. And that's, I've been told, the reason why that's happening is because there's a lot of light energy coming into the planet now. The vibrations of the planet are rising rapidly, and we're all getting affected by this. And the way your body's coping is that we need lots and lots of good rest. And I don't know how you feel or that whether that's affected you, but it's really hit me hard the last 2.5-3 years is that I sleep more, and I feel tired all the time, even when I sleep, and I know it's the vibrations rising.
That's what I'm getting. I totally agree with you, 100%. Mm-hmm. And what I'm being guided with from my team, my healing team, is that the body's trying to adjust to this. It is and that's a beautiful thing, isn't it, Ted? That we are changing. The planet is shifting into these higher frequencies that are more love-based, more light.
That's
and
right.
And so our bodies need to shift as well. So that's just another valid flower since we're headed.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely, absolutely. Teresa, has that affected you as well with the higher vibrations?
Yes, it has. What I am finding that my guides are more to speak up in the past. Like I say, I've been doing this close to 40 years. In the past, I'd kind of jump in and start doing spiritual work, doing a lot of energy work, and I would be exhausted afterwards, but I'd bounce back. Now my guides are saying, no, pace yourself. You cannot afford to go down. And one of the things that I'm noticing more than anything is that at certain times of the day, I just reach the limit. I can't do anymore.
Is that affecting your dogs as well?
Ran out of fuel.
Is that affecting your dogs as well?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, I can tell they're getting agitated.
they had to put in their 2 cents worth.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, for everyone listening around the world today, if you are feeling tired, it's a perfectly normal thing with the rising vibrations of the planet. I mean, this is the first time this has happened in, according to Alfred Weber up in Canada, he says it's been 76,000-78,000 years since this happened. It depends on how you look at it. I know that he said that it's the first time it's happened in 3 Mayan cycles, and each Mayan cycle is about 25,800 years. So it's been a while since this has happened. And we have all these strands of DNA within our in our body, which were shut down by the Anunnaki to make us a slave race many thousands of years ago. But now these DNA strands are getting awakened, and we are getting upgraded and downloaded with all kinds of new information, and we're getting ready for this shift into the fifth dimension. We'll go into the fourth, I'm told, and then quickly into the fifth dimension. And as that happens, time, we will still have time, but it won't be the same kind of time that we have now. I know that the civilization of the Hollow Earth underneath Mount Shasta is a fifth and sixth dimensional civilization. They've been there for about 12,500 years. And, for example, in my visits to Telos and the Hollow Earth, all the colors are far more vibrant than they are now, and everyone communicates telepathically. There's a physicality in that dimension, but it's a different kind of physicality. You're much lighter. Everyone communicates telepathically. You can't hide anything from anybody, and you can't lie either, because people know what you're thinking just by looking at them.
Yeah. You know what I think is important to remember in the midst of all of this change that's happening around us, and that we're here to help implement and shift into this beautiful fifth dimension, mm-hmm. is that there's a lot of help available to us. We have more help from our star brothers and sisters than we've ever had before. We have tremendous assistance from the angelic realm. I mean, mm-hmm. it's about asking for what you need to help get you through this. Everyone has a guardian angel by their side. It doesn't matter what your belief or what your religion is, but everybody has at least one angel by your side waiting to assist you, but needing your permission before they can really step in. But all right. that you have to do is ask right. for more, maybe more courage or more at being more at peace. mm-hmm. or more strength or whatever it is you need, and allow them to help you with that, because you are here to make a difference, but you're not alone. You've got a lot of help.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And Teresa, you must feel that too in your own life.
Well, I see it. I see guides and angels and loved ones all the time, and so it's almost like, I don't want to say I take it for granted, but sometimes I forget that other people don't see it, and mm-hmm. so it is very essential that we acknowledge that, and that we don't be afraid to speak up and say, wow, there's something special here, mm-hmm. because I'm sorry, somebody just interrupted me. There's so much wonderful support around us. If we could all see this, we wouldn't be afraid. We'd be more courageous, and
That's
we would
right.
feel so much more love. Mm-hmm. It's the sense of isolation, the sense that there isn't anyone, that makes us uptight or reactive. And it's like, just close your eyes and feel your way through it, and you will feel the love. You will feel the connectedness.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. Robbie, when you were with the Aboriginals in Australia, what kinds of experiences did you have?
Oh, that's a great question, Ted. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
We did ceremonies with the women. They invited women from around the world to come and participate in their ceremonies. I don't think they had done that before. And
beautiful.
There were probably 24 of us white women who showed up from around the world.
Uh-huh.
And they're so powerful in their ceremonies. And I'm not allowed to describe the ceremonies, but their mm-hmm. ceremonies are so powerful. They raise the vibration mm-hmm. so high. And it takes days to get to that high of vibration. And it's not like they do it at 5 o'clock on Saturday. They wait until they know that vibration is high enough, and then they call ceremony. But what it enabled us to do was to feel that we are all one. I mean, we know it intellectually, but to feel that we're all one, that we all sort of meld into each other. And the other thing that I experienced was the tremendous love from Mother Earth, from Gaia.
Beautiful.
It's so passionate and so powerful. And she wants to take all of her children with her into this higher vibrational state, the fifth dimension.
Right.
And so she really wants all of us to join her in that, and it's another opportunity to sort of step up and play whatever part you can to add to the collective more of those energies that we need. I mean, it's that 100 monkey theory. As you continue to add to the collective, it reaches a tipping point, and then everyone has it as part of their consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So I know a lot of people are here, maybe a couple generations ahead,
mm-hmm.
showing the way. You don't fit in. You do feel like an oddball or the black sheep. It's because you're probably an older evolved soul here assisting
mm-hmm.
as we transition into this fifth dimension. It's an awesome time to be on the planet.
It is a beautiful time to be on the planet. And Robbie, before I forget, I want to give everyone your website so they can contact you. I've got www.holzwellness, HOLZWELLNESS.com. And Teresa, could you please give out your website again, please?
Yes, it's www.teresacarroll.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. We've got about a minute and a half left, and I want to give you both, Robbie, you first, and then to wrap up your beautiful interview today.
I think what I would like to say to people is to remember who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let your mind use you or take you over, but to remember who you are. You are a divine, luminous being currently experiencing life on this planet, here assisting.
Mm-hmm.
So you're exactly the way you need to be, and you are here very bravely assisting the planet. So remember that and continue to ask for whatever help you need from this tremendous help on the other side of the veil.
Wonderful. What good advice. Thank you, Robbie, so much for coming on today. And Teresa, we got about 30 seconds left. And
well, I would say be centered within yourself. You have to be responsible for your own life. Nobody's going to fix it or make it work but yourself. But the moment you focus on what you want, heaven and earth works in harmony with you.
And the more that you bring in loving or strong, kind energy, the more that things move quickly in alignment with your divine will. But you have to step up and be responsible. You have to make that focus. And then things do harmonize with your life.
Beautiful, beautiful. Robbie and Teresa, thank you so much for coming on my show today. And for those of you out there, I hope you can all come to my Galactic Wisdom Conference, March 9th, 10th, and 11th in Olympia, Washington. For more information, please see our website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. It's completely updated with our new speaker list. And Robbie and Teresa, I hope you both have a beautiful and happy day. Please stay tuned to our next hour.